Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean. And the Entire Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so delighted today that you all have chosen to study with us on tonight. I just give God reverence, who is the head of my life, and to every one of you in your respective places. Give Apostle Dean's reverence, Pastor's eye. And I bring you greetings from the Lord Jesus Christ in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we just thank and praise God for another opportunity to study the word of the Lord. We ask him today that, and we're so happy that you decided to join in with us on today. So we're going to not take too long. We're going to, because we've got a lot to cover tonight, we're going to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Amen.
Today, I'm going to reveal two proteins that make
thank you.
Is it the static in the phone?
No.
Hello?
It's not static.
Okay. All right. I hear static. Does anybody have where the lies come from?
I'm sorry. Was that an assignment?
No. But that's what you wanted to know, right? We can't leave that open.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay, baby. We got to know where it come from.
Yes, ma'am.
So
I'm sorry. You said the live, L-I-B-E?
The lion. I'm sorry for my country stuff. Goliath.
Oh, Goliath.
Somebody pronounce it for because I must not be saying it right. Yeah, Goliath.
Okay,
the
where
Nephilim.
You come from?
Mm-hmm. So, Goliath, he was a Nephilim. And she was wanting to know where did he come from because all of the giants were gone. They wasn't killed. They wasn't dead. But they were gone. God, because they disobeyed God and had and took the daughters of men for wives, he took them and put them in a prison cell in everlasting darkness till time for judgment. But we have to remember that Satan is a spirit. Satan is a spirit. And that spirit was still on the earth. When Noah and them settled down, the spirit was still on the earth now. I don't know. I'm still searching a whole lot. But Noah took the animals, allowed them to go on the ark, and every animal, including snakes, serpents. So they all went, but Satan could have got in any animal, anybody. But I feel like the spirit traveled with them, and he came right along. And so it was still the same thing because, you know, Satan is a spirit. And spirits have to have a body. They have to have a body. Angels don't. They have bodies. But spirits, the demons, the devil, have to have a body to get in to do what he gonna do. So that's what I came up with. But the angels, the fallen angels, they weren't killed with the rest of the world, the earth. God took them. God, the Father took them and put them in a holdover cell in complete and everlasting darkness and chains in prison until it was time. It's time for judgment. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I get from where Goliath came from. Anybody else have anything on it? Okay. We're going to leave it at that. I was just wanting to complete that out because she wanted to know where Goliath come from, but I did too in a way because it have you thinking if the whole earth was supposed, nobody else was supposed to have been on the earth when Noah took everybody in the ark, then how did the Nephilim come? But he didn't destroy the Nephilim. He didn't destroy the Nephilim. He didn't destroy the fallen angels. He didn't destroy them. And so even Goliath had some brothers too. So you have to
Amen.
Think about
Thank
that.
You
as
well.
Oh, that's okay. You get that. But anyway, we're going to go on further. We're in chapter 7 now. and I'm gonna read the chapter. Okay, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by seven, the male and his female, and the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. The fowls also of the air by seven, the male and the female, to seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons. Wait a minute. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls and everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the self same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort. And they went into Noah. They went into Noah, into the ark. Two and two of all flesh wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shed him in. The flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole earth were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and the cattle and the beast and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowls of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, they that were with him in the ark, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Amen. So we're going to kind of go over these questions. All right. How many days did it rain on the earth?
For 40 days and 40 nights.
Okay. Amen. and how many people were on the ark. Let me
there
expound
were
on that for me. Huh?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, 40 days and 40 nights. Mm-hmm. I was trying to. Well, he said it over and over. This chapter just went over what he said over and over, because I read it over and over, and it was saying it over and over just so that we can understand, I guess. Mm-hmm. Anyway, how many people were on the ark?
8 souls.
Okay, 8 souls.
But I got a, not really a question, but a comment. So,
okay.
As far as the ark goes and how many people it was, so when
mm-hmm.
we look back at the scripture, it was basically saying to us that he wanted 7, you know, of each kind, 7 male, 7 female. So why did he
mm-hmm.
not ask for 7 human, like 7 women, 7 men? So, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, Noah's family could have been included in that because it just was 8 of them. And I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying he's questioning God or anything or the Bible or the way he wrote it, but he wanted
mm-hmm.
to bring so many of them, 7 male, 7
mm-hmm.
female.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he not? He just said, you and your family. And then,
right.
you get what I'm saying? Y'all go on the boat.
Right.
But then he asked specifically for 7, you know, clean and unclean of,
mm-hmm.
each, of every kind. You get what I'm saying? So it's just
mm-hmm.
like, why didn't he specify with us? I guess basically because of what went on in the beginning, before that.
Can
or
I?
Or he just, yes.
In the chapter 7, verse 1, where God said
mm-hmm.
unto Noah, he couldn't find anybody righteous but Noah and his family. So that's why
okay.
he saved them and had them to go into the ark. Now,
okay.
when it comes to
okay.
the 7 animals, clean animals, male and female, and the unclean animals by 2, do we know what the unclean animals are?
No, but I know that when it comes to the 7 clean animals, they were for sacrifice only. He wouldn't sacrifice.
Right.
You know, you have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice the blood.
Can I expound on
mm-hmm.
what the unclean animals were?
Yeah.
Those are animals that have like cycles, not like cycles, but
oh, yeah.
they bleed. The
mm-hmm.
female dog, she bleeds. Those are unclean. Cats,
mm-hmm.
Cows, sheep.
Lamb.
Sheep,
mm-hmm.
that's correct. Deer.
Yes.
These are the unclean ones, and there's more. So if,
mm-hmm.
If you look it up, you can kind of find which animals. It doesn't mean that they shed like a, it's not like a after birth, but they shed, and they shed blood
mm-hmm.
after they have their baby.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know about animals, some of them do, some of them don't. Dogs, we already know what they do. And the cats do, and we, cows, and there's a lot more that do.
Yeah.
The horses. Elephants, they do when they have their babies. So there's other unclean animals that are out there, but there's a lot
yeah.
of clean ones as well.
Yeah. That's good. It's good to know that. I didn't even think about that. But I knew that
that Noah had to sacrifice.
He had
and
to
that's
take those
true.
Clean animals to sacrifice.
Yep.
That's why he brought them like that. He did it like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So basically in all of the animals, he found all the animals worthy of, you know, seven and seven, or male and female.
Not all. The scripture says of the unclean animals to take seven, and of the clean ones take two.
No,
okay, I didn't see it.
That's right, the other way. Of the unclean animals take two, and of the clean take seven. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in chapter 2.
Okay. That's I'm just trying to figure out the difference between us and them. I know what we did, but they was already considered unclean. Like they didn't do anything but shed and you get what I'm saying and do what you were basically saying. But I guess that's the difference between human and animal.
I feel like it was because it was Noah was the head of his family, and he covered his family. He didn't say that he seen righteousness in all of them. He just said Noah. And you know, when you're the head of the family, you covering that family. And
that's
so
right.
He just said, your family come in.
That's right.
You know, so that's what I think it was, because the man is the head. And Noah was righteous in his eyesight, so he said, "Then bring all your folks that's going in here." I believe that's what it was. That was the difference in it.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Where were the animals of the sea? Why he didn't take them on there, the whales and all that?
Well, I got here in the 21st verse, and all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds, livestock, beasts, all warning creatures that swamp all the earth and all of mankind. Genesis 7, 13 through 16 and 21 through 23 is basically showing that God only brought to the ark like representative creatures of like air and breathing and all of that, of like the land, you know, the dwelling on, you know, the creatures on the land. And
on the earth,
I mean, like on the earth. But after all, I think the water creatures will surely have been able to survive in the flood water because of what they were. Now, as far as like the clear water, the salt water and the clear water are two different. Like we got that now. Like some fish can't breathe and some. You get what I'm saying? Can't be in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And some fish, you know, can. So I don't know how he did that. But back then, I'm assuming that, you know, that was different. Maybe the ocean water was a little saltier. Like the seawater, I mean, was a little saltier than, you know, the ocean water. And they was able to do that back then because it was so far back. But I'm not sure. I don't know about that, but I do try to find that.
That was it. That was all the animals that was in the sea was in the sea. There was no need of moving them on the ark because they could survive in the water, and that's what they did. They survived in the water. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I mean, and I can see that. Why would I take them out of water to put them where they'll die at on the ark without water? they needed to stay in the water. So he didn't worry about bringing them. He said, like you said, everything that's on the earth. So I could see that. So and then it was only Noah and his family that remained alive during the flood. Everything, everybody else, everything, everybody that God made was destroyed. Everybody. And I've been really kind of studying and reading on this stuff, and especially about Goliath and the Nephilim, because I really wanted to know myself about them. So I did try to do a deep study on it, and I'm still looking for the names of Goliath brothers. I just came up with one brother that Goliath, they gave me a name of, but I'm sure that he had more brothers than that. I mean, I know he had more brothers than that. He had four other brothers, I think. And I feel like, I just feel like, because I don't know why I feel like this, and I might be wrong, but he said bring the animals on the ark, and I feel like Noah allowed the Satan or the serpent to come on the ark as well. But like I say, Satan is a spirit. So all he needed was a body to do what he had to do. And here comes some more Nephilims, you know. So, and they're the children of fallen angels. So I don't know. But I'm studying. I'm going to really dig deep in it because I don't have a sure fire answer for that. And some things God just wants to remain a mystery. But I know that he wouldn't have put it there if he didn't want us to know. I don't know. I'm going to look some more. But I don't want to look too deep because if he don't show me, I'm not trying to go too deep into that. But I think I went deep enough for everybody. So do we want to go to 8 or do we want to stay in 7? Because it's really just talking about the waters receding. Amen. I guess we're going to do 8.
Because I think if it's short,
I would keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. And God, this chapter 8, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged the fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the water were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month of the first day of the month were the tops of the mountains. And it came to pass at the end of the 40 days that Noah opened the windows of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground, but the dove found no rest for the sole of her feet, and she returned unto him, unto the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her into him, into the ark, and he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the ark came, and the dove came into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive branch, an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abating, was receding from off the earth, and he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth a dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month of the 720th day of the month was the earth dry. And God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wives and thy sons and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowls and of cattle, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wives, and his wife and his sons' wife with him, and every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kind, went forth out of the ark. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and he took every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offering on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said unto his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. That's awesome. That's awesome. That is awesome. He made a covenant with us. Okay. How many days did the ark float on the water after the rain had stopped?
150.
Okay. And where did it come to rest at? Where did it land?
Ararat.
Right, Ararat Mountain. Okay. It was about 2.5. Wait a minute. How many months did it take? Y'all, I was marking while I was reading. How many months did it take the water to decrease to see the mountain?
10. It's the
10th
month.
No. Let me see. Okay, let me see. If I can find it.
It's chapter 8, verse 5.
Verse what?
Five.
Okay, let me see. And the water decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountain seen. But it said, how many days did it take the water to decrease to see the mountain? Let me see if it came to pass at the end of 40 days. No. It was about 10th month, but it was about 2.5 months. It was about 2.5 months later when the top of the mountain appeared, I mean, the dove brought the leaf back. The dove came in the evening, lo, and her mouth was a leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were going decreasing from off the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, nor removed the covering off the ark. Well, it said that, it said the 10th month. Anyway, that was good. Okay. In which month of the year did the earth finally dry? I just read that. In the second month, on the 7th and 20th day, on February 27th, on the 7th month and the 27th day of the month was the earth dried up, so February 27th. And see, Noah kept waiting. It was drying up, but he had to stay in there. He kept sending the birds off. You know, they say he sent a dove, then he sent a raven and all of that, but he still had to stay in there until it was really dried up. And God just was sending a wind. I guess it took time. He probably could have did it all at one time. He kept sending a wind to dry it up, the water back, and kept doing it until it all dried up. And then that's why he asked Noah to bring those clean 7 by 2. 7 clean and 7 unclean animals, because Noah had to sacrifice. Because, you know, building an altar, I have an altar in 2 or 3 of my rooms where I can go and pray. I got one downstairs. You know, I pray in my bedroom. I pray anywhere God tell me to. But it's always good to have somewhere where you can go pray, in the bathroom or whatever. And, you know, he sacrificed those clean animals. You know, that was a blessing. And now we don't have to kill animals anymore and sacrifice like that, because animal blood just wouldn't do anymore. He needed some pure blood, and he sent his son. So we didn't have to. He's our sacrifice. Any questions or comments? Okay. I wonder what was on their mind when they left that ark. I know they was happy. They stayed in there 150 days, right?
Yeah.
And here we stand in the house. How long we been here? We've been here too.
Almost 365 days.
Shoot, honey. I know they almost went crazy, but the ark was huge. It was huge. But it's a good thing. And they had something to do. They had to take care of the animals and stuff like that. But, you know, on that movie, Noah, have everybody seen that movie? Noah.
Yes.
The movie of Noah. on there is that old man got on there. That was nobody but Satan. The spirit of Satan got on there with, you know, it don't say that in the Bible, but in that movie, that's what it showed. Anyway, I had studied so hard trying to find out how the giants came back. But I'd come to find out God did not destroy those fallen angels. He didn't destroy them. He took them to, he's put them in prison in complete darkness, everlasting darkness until judgment day. He got changed. They bound with changes until judgment day for being disobedient, because God told them not to go down and take wives of the daughters of men. And that's how the children came, the Nephilims came. And when I was studying, it was saying they got so big and so huge until the parents was having problems feeding them, and that they would eat humans and animals and stuff like that because they was hungry. They was big. I was doing an in-depth study on it and just still kind of reading on it and stuff like that. But that's how Goliath came about, and his four other brothers. And you know, David had five rocks, one for each brother, one for each of them. Mm-hmm. But the other one, the name that I got was, let me see what his name was. I don't even know if I could. Lahmi. It's over in First Chronicles. It's in First Chronicles about Goliath's other brother, and probably some more. It was probably more giants, and they just didn't put it in there. But it probably was more giants because they was part of the Philistine. They lived in the Philistine area. So that really had me going right there, because I wanted to know, and I couldn't even hardly focus on chapter 8. I was dealing with chapter 6. I kept trying to find out, because I want you all to know chapter 6 is really, really important, because it's almost the end part of Revelation. You can just look at this and read this and study this and go in Revelation at the end part of it, and this is going to fit right in there. I've been trying to get it. Once you understand what I'm talking about, once you do it, you understand what I'm talking about, because if this is just telling about the end of the end, like Revelation, the end of Revelation tale. So God said he wouldn't destroy the world anymore, and he wasn't going to destroy man like that anymore. So when they say it's going to be a atomic, whatever they say, explosion and kill everybody, that's a lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell, because God said he wouldn't do it no more. He said he wasn't going to do it anymore. So
he said,
while the earth, no, let me see, while the earth remains.
As a covenant.
He said, and the Lord smelled a sweet, okay, ground. He said, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and hot, and summer and winter, and the day and night shall not cease. So I guess he hadn't said about the rainbow yet, but I guess it's coming with the covenant in the next chapter. In chapter 9, he's going to talk about covenant. Mm-hmm.
It is.
But he was saying that he wasn't going to take everything. He wasn't going to do that anymore. So when they talking about ain't nothing going to be here and everything going to be burned up and he going to purify like that, that's not what the word of God says. It's, he said he wasn't going to take, he wasn't going to destroy everything anymore. So
I just wanted to say something real quick.
Okay.
You know, just thinking of talking about the rainbow, you know, and God's covenant that he made with man, and, you know, how, you know, everybody, how they have just taken this gay theme and, you know, their theme or whatever you want to call it, it's the rainbow. It's the rainbow.
No, it's not.
That is what they use. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It is the rainbow. And if he want to destroy it, I know he's not going to go back on his word. It's not going to come back void, but we just desecrate his word and, you know, everything that he made. You know, we just do it over and over again. You know, it's just horrible. You know, man, in our heart, it's just evil.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
This rainbow and this covenant, you know, that he said, you know, he said, a bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant. And here they using it for a gay symbol.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
That's all I wanted to say. Yes, ma'am. LGBTG, whatever they call it.
Well, you could say it again.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you mean to repeat that? I'm sorry. Repeat that. Repeat that again.
Yes, the LGBTG thing, movement thing, you know, like their symbol or whatever they use is like the rainbow. It's the rainbow colors.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about the covenant that God made Noah, Noah's covenant, you know, that Noah
mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
The covenant is the rainbow covenant.
Mm-hmm.
It's the rainbow that he will not destroy the world by water anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And God made that covenant. And
mm-hmm.
now, to this day, the LGB movement stuff, that's their symbol. It's the rainbow.
Just
that's
remember
something
this.
Else. That's
mm-hmm.
something.
He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for that same reason, right?
That's right.
He destroyed them. His angels came and destroyed them for that same thing. I don't know why people think it's right and it's God loves everybody, God do. But, honey, when he get tired of it, it's going to go. It's going to go. I don't know. I'm just praying. I'm praying for the earth. That's all. I'm praying for the nation. I'm praying for this earth. That's all you can do because he's going to take care of it. He didn't let Sodom and Gomorrah get away with it. He's not going to let nobody else get away with it. So I just, you know, all you can do is pray, you know, that he'll have mercy. That's all you can do. I don't know, you know, people, you know, I ain't going to say too much on it, but all I know is the word is right, and the word is
yeah,
true.
Yeah, just look it up and see what you come up with when you look that up, that LG stuff. I don't know what it is, but look it up and you're going to see all rainbows.
It's terrible.
Yes, ma'am.
No, we don't. No, I didn't know that, and believe me, we just about, everybody just about got one or two in their family, believe me. But it's not right.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not saying that part. It's just they have made a symbol out of the covenant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
and
I'm not saying,
right.
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they think it's right, it's wrong. I don't know who did it. You know, which I don't know where how that happened, but I'm going to see. I'm going to look into it because chapter 9 is coming up. We're going to do chapter 9 and chapter 10 and see what because we don't want to move too fast. We want to make sure everybody understands everything, even though, you know, every year you should try to complete the Bible every year because every year you do it, you're going to see something else that you missed. So I'm just trying to make sure we all understand so when somebody preaching, you'll know where it is in the Bible. What is we went over that. You know, we studied that. It's a good thing to know this word of God. So, you know, it'll be in your heart. Mm-hmm. It'll be in your mind and your heart. So I enjoy myself. I really enjoy myself. I love to study. So I'm a tackle this word on I'm gonna look at that rainbow thing and see what reason would they put it and maybe they have a reason. I'm gonna see what the reasoning is for that and be ready for y'all on Thursday night. Y'all can do it too. Y'all can look it up too. But I just want to know why would they do that? And no, God, like I said, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for the very same thing. They wanted to have sex with an angel, and that's the wrong person. You really messed up then. He told Lot and them, y'all better go. I'm giving you a chance to get up out of here, because I'm going to deal with this. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, is there any more questions or comments before I close out? Mm-hmm. I just thank you all for being on with us tonight, and we having a good Bible class on tonight. I just give God praise and glory. Father, we just thank you, Lord. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God. In the name of Jesus, I just ask you now, God, to bless each and every one of them. Bless their families, God. Bless all of your children all over the earth, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for teaching and ministering to us tonight, God. I just thank and praise God for it. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless y'all. Have a good rest of the night. And we'll see y'all back here on Thursday night with chapters 9 and chapter 10. Love y'all. Have a good night.